This is Emory Ward with WZQZ, and I'm here with
Coach Sean Patrick.
Coach Patrick, tell me a little bit about what y'all got done Friday night.
Well, we came up on the short end of the stick Friday night, lost to a good model team, 31-27. You know, it was kind of a back and forth game. And at the end of the day, we just did not make enough plays to win, and they did. So hopefully we'll be able to learn from it, find ways to get better, and not let that result happen again.
Tell me a little bit specifically offensively and defensively.
Well, I'll start offensively. You know, we knew going into the game that Model was really good defensively. They don't give up a lot of points. I think the most they've given up is, you know, two touchdowns in the game. So we knew that they were stingy defensively. We knew we were going to have our work cut out for us, and that we were going to have to play well. You know, and you know, in the end, we scored 27 points. You know, defense helped us out a lot with two of them, forced turnovers, and we got a short field and were able to capitalize. You know, I thought later in the game we were able to run the football and kind of establish the run. Probably wish we could have done that a little bit sooner. Quarterback Cade Smith played really well, made good decisions with the ball. You know, but ultimately we've got to find ways to play better offensively. You know, I think sometimes we get accustomed to think we're going to score on every drive, and you know, you play good teams, and that's not the case. That's not going to happen. And you know, we've got to find ways to continue to improve offensively, to be more consistent. Defensively speaking, Model. Had a lot of success through the air Friday night. You know, they threw for nearly 300 yards. Obviously, we've got to get better. We've got to correct that. Bright side of our defense is we didn't give up a whole lot of rushing yards. They had one 50-yard rushing touchdown, and outside of that, they had 30 yards on the game on the ground. So I thought we played well in the box. Obviously, did not play well in the back end. Gave up too many big plays, too many yards through the air. We've got to find a way to correct that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we had a chance to win the game offensively. We had a chance to close the game out in the last 4 minutes of the game, and we didn't do it. And defensively, we had a chance to close out the game with 2.5 minutes to go, and we weren't able to do it. You know, gave up a touchdown with 50 seconds left to go in the game to lose it. So at the end of the day, we've got to find ways to make more plays, you know, again, to avoid the outcome of losing. It sucks.
Who do y'all play this Friday?
We're off this Friday, and then we'll start region play the following week against Dade County.
Awesome. So who is your player of the week this week?
Player of the week this week was our kicker, Andy Ramirez. You know, Andy has been a weapon for us. I think he's 4 for 4 on field goals this year. He's made all of his PATs. You know, Friday night, Andy was 2 for 2 on field goals, which were big for us in a close game. Made all of his extra points, did a great job of kickoffs. I think he's got 2 or 3 touchbacks on the year. So Andy's been a weapon for us. We've been excited to see him grow and look forward to having him for the next 2 years.
Awesome. What about your staff pick of the week?
Staff pick of the week this week, we'll go with Coach Cody Simpson. Does a great job with our special teams. Does a good job with our inside linebackers. Also does a great job with our special teams. I thought we were solid special teams all night. Thought we were solid on punt return. Kickoff return were solid. Obviously had big field goals, high pressure field goals, you know, in tight games. And, you know, I thought our special teams performed well, and that's a credit to Coach Simpson.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Coach.